Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison. NCAA Sweet 16. It was a good weekend, man. I think last night was that game with Houston and Texas A&M. Boy, that was fun to watch. There was some really good games that we talked about in the crossover with Strick about Colorado and you know how well they've gelled, and they have a Lincoln Southeast grad and Bangot Dak that we, you know, me and Nick were able to call a few of his games. Big shout out to him because BD's came a long way. This time last year, he did not have the Colorado offer. So for the kids out there still trying to get in where you fit in, there still is time. But Sweet 16 is set. I asked you guys before break, is it UConn against the field? And if you think it's UConn or bust, or if you think somebody in the field, you know, obviously they could lose the next game, but doesn't look like they are.
Yeah, the high seed's what, 11 seed?
Yeah.
In there.
Who do you think can knock off UConn? And what do you think they need to do? Because UConn looks like, if for like the last year and this year, they look like a team that just doesn't have a glaring weakness.
I would say Purdue scares me. They're going to drag Zach Edey out on the perimeter all day, and then it's going to try and nullify him. I'd say Houston too, but
yeah, but Zach
got a better chance at center.
Edey will put their bigs on the bench with fouls.
That's true. That is a good point. He's good.
The way they defend, or the way they have defended in the first two games, is not good for Purdue. Now there is some adjustment that could happen when they play Purdue, but that's late in the game. That's Final Four championship situation. First roadblock for them is Illinois, because Illinois has no fear of them, and Illinois' style of play is a problem for UConn. The teams that have given UConn difficulty, they have an elite scorer who simply refuses to accept that I need to settle for shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's a finisher first, and then their length. Illinois' length will give UConn trouble because it takes them out of their comfortable sequence of passing.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good at passing when they can get the entry pass into the middle and then have the triangle work around them. It doesn't work with Illinois because Illinois doesn't respect it. They will play them. They apex everything. They play the mid-level passing game. They'll be plus five turnovers against Illinois as opposed to anybody else. Purdue, I've said all along that Zach Edey is the X factor in this thing. You got a big. If he stays out of foul trouble the rest of the way, Purdue's going to finish. Like, there's nothing. If he doesn't get in foul trouble, Purdue's a tough out.
Yeah.
There's a tough out. And then what we saw last night is that Houston has a lot of answers. Houston has a lot of answers.
They gave up 20 free throws in that first half, and they're still leading it, which is insane to me.
Well, they're so, first of all, they're all dogs. I love the fact that they just attack everything. And they're reckless about it. Like, it's like, you know what? We play hard. So, even in situations where not playing hard would have benefit them and make the win easier, they continue to play hard. Like, it's don't run through the wall. Oh, I need to get, like, you see
that five players
right, I think yesterday. Right. And still won.
That's like, the best part. I'm saying it was incredible. They stayed on top.
They pulled away in overtime. I think Calvin Sampson was Coach Sampson was talking about at halftime that they had a guy that hadn't started playing basketball until he's 15. And he was like, we got to throw him in the game. We got to do everything. For me, I like DP's pick of Illinois as being the first roadblock, but I don't think Illinois has enough balance inside out on a consistent basis. Hawkins, when I saw them play against Penn State under pressure, seems to tap out a little bit.
When he's down I struggle. Like, right.
He's checked out, he is definitely early checkout.
Yeah.
But I think this, the East and the West, this is a national championship side, because Illinois might be the first roadblock. Okay, say they get through that. Well, then you most likely are either going to have to face North Carolina, Alabama, Clemson, or Arizona. All four of them have a little bit of things that can give UConn trouble. North Carolina is your biggest threat because they have the most depth. They have the most size. They have the length that DP talked about. And then they can run their UConn's big man into the ground. They have not seen the type of speed from play one to the end of the game that North Carolina can give it. The other one is Arizona. And here's where Arizona is dangerous. When Love gets going and with their inside force and the way that they play D, and they're able to share the ball and have the guard play, that's where you could give UConn some trouble. I like, on this other side, I like Purdue or Tennessee getting to the championship. I like Tennessee because I feel like they have the kryptonite in the defensive mentality to stymie Purdue. But also I think this year, this is a little bit different Purdue team because they address the athletic ability gap. And I think they're a better shooting team. And especially the way that they'll get here versus they won't get beat up as much. I think the teams that are coming from the East and West, they'll beat each other up. And by the time they get the championship.
I'm going to stand up for Austin Orman in his absence.
In the Duke?
Well, here's why. Because then you get to this space where sometimes talent, you can't scheme your way through the Sweet 16 and Grade 8. You really just have to throw the ball out there and let dudes play. And all of these teams, all 16 of these teams, have that capability.
Yeah.
But when you say depth, North Carolina, Duke, Arizona, are the ones that you just go, ugh.
Again?
So many. Yeah. Like, oh, you got another dude?
Yeah.
And ain't working. Here come another dude.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That's why Arizona's a scary one for me if I'm UConn. Because Arizona, they want to push and push and push and push that high tempo.
Yeah.
UConn, if they get caught, because that's kind of what they want to do too. If they get caught playing that game and Arizona's hot, that's an out for me. I just don't trust them to slow it down against Arizona.
And I'm never going to push that team from Omaha into any of the conversation.
I'm with you there.
Creighton. Who? You won't push them in the conversation.
Who are you talking about?
Hey, I gotta get. They show some heart, though.
Who?
You like their odds against the Volunteers?
I hope they get stuck. What did they say in wrestling? I hope you get a mud.
I think Creighton's gonna. I think Creighton's gonna give them a little bit. I like Creighton's. I think Tennessee's gonna win, right? But I think Creighton's. They're a little bit tougher than people give them credit for. Big man in the middle. I was able to spend some time with him in Shireman this summer. They have a little bit more edge than Creighton's ever had. But I think Tennessee is just a problem.
I hope their uniforms get lost.
Yeah, they're going
to
show up.
And they have to wear pink. I hope somebody throws a red sock in their white uniforms and they have to go.
Where are they playing? Are they playing in Detroit?
Yeah. See, awesome. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
I mean, I think it's going to be fun to watch. It's just going to be interesting to see. And the one thing about that's with all these teams, and whether you want to, since UConn's the defending champion, going to be the first one to possibly defend since Florida. This is what makes UConn my favorite, is because they don't have a glaring weakness. And in order to win, you got to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you beat them is you got to have really good guard play, and you got to have somebody that has a night, and you got to rebound with them. And, you know, I guess I probably overlooked Duke. I think if Duke gets through Houston, you can see them in the championship. But I think if Houston gets through Duke, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not counting out that team just because Texas A&M.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying that the here's where Houston gives people problems. Like, big shout out to my man Ramon Walker. His son came in. That's the teammate, nice. Right? He was asking where I was at. And I was like, I ain't make the trip to Memphis, my brother. But here's where Houston will pose problems: their guard play and their forward play will wear teams out. They blitz the Big 12 this year, which is a basketball. We're all in agreement.
Yes,
that's a basketball. Houston just said, "Listen, I'm here. Thanks for coming to the party. We're going to do our thing. Good night. God bless. See you next year." The mono guards and the physicality that they're able to play and the pace that they're able to play, it catches a lot of teams by surprise. You want a good example of pace and intensity? Iowa State's defensive intensity against South Dakota State. South Dakota State's a dang good team.
Liked it.
But even the coach said, listen, we don't see this much. You know what I mean? And it took them a little while. As they started to come back, then the Iowa State started to, you know, spread the gap.
Mm-hmm.
They're a sneaky good team, man. I think I'm excited for this Sweet 16 just because of contrast in style. San Diego State's under the radar. And you got to think, the big power forward for Arizona was at San Diego State last year. And San Diego State has his, like, twin brother there just doing a windmill dunk. So, look. There's going to be an upset. You just don't know who.
What's your upset?
I mean,
I'm taking Arizona over UConn. That's mine.
Okay. I think if I had to pick an upset, the way that they're playing right now, I'm going to say the upset will be Clemson over Arizona. Hey, listen.
They look good. They're big. Yeah. Hey,
Clemson cold-blooded. They just keep running them. They run like a mix between Cherokee Parks, Christian Leitner, and Ala Aldenabi out there, and just keep running them.
Just another guy.
Right. All of them look the same. But like, dang, you 6'10", got big old shoulders. Like, you just banging through. Clemson, because of their guard play.
Mm-hmm.
And they have kind of that guard forward that is really an X factor. That's probably –
the Marquette pick is that's a good text. Marquette is still in play.
They've been under the radar too. No one's been really talking about Marquette.
And I'm gonna pick right now. I don't know who took a little tinkle in Mark Few's cornflakes in his Frosted Flakes. Gonzaga surprised me.
They make it to the Sweet 16 all the time.
No, but they surprised. The way they beat Kansas. They beat Kansas like I'm beating you for just like what they call break. I'm beating you just for the pass. Okay, they beat the brakes off of Kansas. Mm-hmm. I know Kansas didn't have McCullers. That opened my eyes at Gonzaga. I thought it was a down year for them. You know, Timmy's gone. Hunter Salas is gone.
They get that a lot,
but they got
to win it. I mean, you look at all the champions. If you're being real, like if you go just past since like 2010. The road to a national championship has unfortunately gone through the Zags.
Yeah.
Like, they just can't break through. That's why you can't sleep on them, but you do feel weird getting them to the Elite Eight Final Four.
I think Purdue's a little bit, but I think if my main upset, if I had to pick one, is Clemson over Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a bad, you know, look on Arizona. It's just that Clemson is playing so good right now.
Everybody that's playing this weekend
is legit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't feel like there's some that, like North Carolina State would be considered a Cinderella.
Out of all of them, they're probably 16, right?
But if you reseed them, that's kind of where you would have them based on where they were seeded to begin with. But you're not surprised if they win the next two games.
Mm-mm. Not the way they're playing.
No, you're not surprised. Look, we were talking about North Carolina as elite. Got them. Talked about Duke as elite. Got them.
Yeah, they beat them all.
Like, okay, yeah. Listen, you know, not for nothing, but they're legit.
Mm-hmm.
Return of the big man, big Cadillac. He a big old Escalade. He's Escalade, yeah. XLT. That's, yeah, extra large Escalade. Yes. In the middle, man. Anyways, good segment, Jay Foreman, DP Harrison. We'll be right back. What's he on? He's shorts out here? Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.